In the verses before those we heard from the reading from Nehemiah, Nehemiah had been told of the plight of the Jews who had escaped the captivity to Babylon and remained in Jerusalem. He was told, the survivors there in the province who escaped captivity in the great trouble and shame, the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Nehemiah is devastated, and as we heard, he sat down and wept and mourned for days, fasting and praying. Nehemiah realized there was great importance in the power of prayer. It was one of the most frequent things that he does throughout his book. He prayed to the God in heaven before going to the king to ask permission to visit Judah and rebuild it. He prayed to seek God's will in what he thought needed to be done in Jerusalem. He prayed continually, offering arrow prayers while he was organizing the people as they got on with the task of rebuilding the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. He prayed in private, and he also led those working with him in communal prayers. Nehemiah had God very much at the forefront of everything he did because he wanted to do God's will, and so he prayed about everything before he did it. St. Paul is another man who understood the power of prayer, recognizing the importance of taking situations to God, thanking him for what is achieved, and then remembering to leave things with him. Paul reminds the people of Ephesus in chapter 3, verse 18, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Dr. Alexis Carrel, Nobel Prize-winning scientist, suggests that prayer is the most powerful form of energy we can generate. Fervent intercessory prayer causes things to happen. Another reason to pray, whether the prayers are prayed by people in groups, as individuals, in prayer gatherings, prayer walks, or in whatever situation. Now the second part of the question, how should I pray? There are many ways to pray, and in the Gospel reading we are given Jesus' instructions for a model of prayer. He knew the importance of keeping in touch with his Father through prayer, and the disciples were obviously aware of the many times Jesus had left them to go and pray, so they ask him how he does it. The pattern Jesus gives is what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Its shape is rather like a meal. It has a starter, two main sections, and an ending. All true prayer begins and ends with God. So the starter tells us who we are talking to, and the ending lifts us to God's eternal glory. The first of the two main sections is about God. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the second is about us, our physical needs. Give us this day our daily bread. And it's also about our spiritual forgiveness and protection. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Lord's Prayer is a model of how to pray, and we are invited to use it in a similar way. However, because the words are so familiar, it can be quite easy to begin at the beginning and then reach the end without really engaging with the words at all. I know I'm guilty of that from time to time. So breaking down the prayer into individual words or phrases can be helpful, as it enables us to think about what each word or phrase means. It also extends our prayer time as we consider more fully the meaning of each word and phrase. Another way to pray is using arrow prayers. When we send a quick request to God for help with something that's happening at that moment, even like helping to find a parking space. Prayer isn't always about us doing the speaking, though. When we talk to a friend, part of what we do is to listen. Listening is equally important when we're talking to God. If we don't make time to listen to what God says to us, Our prayers will seem like a one-way telephone conversation. One person does all the talking, says goodbye and puts the receiver down, not allowing the person being spoken to get a word in edgeways. God needs to have that opportunity to speak to us, so we do need to listen to what he says. Praying for others, intercessory prayer, is also important. We are invited to seek, to ask, to seek, to knock, and to pray on behalf of others, and particularly the situations we learn about from the news. Sitting in silence in God's presence is also vitally important, though a bit scary to begin with. We need to learn the art of listening to God and sitting in his presence in silence. Contemplative prayer needs a lot of practice because our minds, or I know mine does, have a tendency to dart all over the place. Have I remembered to do... What was that important phone call I needed to make? Etc. Some people find listening to music or going for a walk is a useful way for them to be in God's presence. Reading the Bible is another way to pray, especially if we read and then spend time thinking about what we have read. This helps us understand the relevance of the passage for us. Personal prayer, being who we really are before God, is vitally important if we want to deepen our relationship with him. Our relationship with God is personal, and God wants each one of us, whoever we are, to be deeply related to him. He wants us to step aside, have an in-depth conversation with him, and listen to what he may want to say to us. He wants us to be our real selves with him. This helps us to be serious in our conversations with him and not too superficial or frivolous. It sounds as if it should be easy to be real with God, but this isn't necessarily the case. To be real, we must come out of our self-made hiding places and be honest about our negative feelings. We must be open and vulnerable. We also need to remember to thank God for the blessings he showers on us. When things are going well, that's relatively easy, but we should also try to thank him when things are difficult, because he is with us then just as much as when things are going well. He is always with us, whatever we may be experiencing. Because God wants us to be real and honest with him, I find it reassuring that if we are feeling angry, he can cope with us in that situation as well. He can cope with us shouting at him when we feel angry with what's happening to us. Reading the Psalms is comforting in that situation, as the psalmists often express anger and disappointment when talking to God. So to sum up, prayer is vitally important. It is what God wants us to do. He wants us to talk to him so we can become more aware of his love for us. Talking to God and being aware of his presence in our lives helps us to deepen our relationship with him. Prayer is important for us personally and for those we care about as we bring them into his presence. So how do I pray? There are many different ways and attitudes for us to adopt when we pray. We can sit, kneel, walk, lie down, stand up. We can pray in silence or have quiet music playing in the background. We can pray on our own or with others, either in church, as we shall soon be doing this morning, or as part of a group or a prayer walk. The actual method is for us to choose for the situations we find ourselves in. What we must do, though, is to pray, and every day if we possibly can, if only if it is for a few minutes. Amen.